Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tina Kim is here, too. Tina's a new friend. She's the founder of a digital marketing agency called The Gray Pencil. She's a tech expert. She's a digital expert. She's a demographic expert. She's a gig economy expert. She's just a bundle of expertise, and we're glad she's here, and we're glad we know her now. Tina Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So we've talked about the gig economy here on the show before, and we've talked a lot about the demographics, about the millennials. And I was talking about the Gen Xers when they were the new kid on the block, and then we got the millennials. Now we got the Zs coming along. Tell, in case there's someone out there who just crawled out from under, just woke up from a Rip Van Winkle nap, tell them what the gig economy is.
Sure. So what the gig economy is a proliferation of jobs, or what we call gigs, that are really more short-term and project-based, as opposed to taking on a full-time job where you would, clock in and clock out at 9 to 5.
Right.
So what this provides is it provides a varied amount of work as opposed to one source of revenue.
So today, an Uber driver is considered someone who's part of the gig economy.
Yeah, correct.
So when I had my consulting company, before I started my media company, I was a vice president you could rent. And so I had a consulting company, and I was a full-time employee of that company, but I had a lot of different gigs with different clients. So even though technically I had a company, I was kind of a gig economy guy back in those days.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is
because I did a lot of different things for them. I didn't really limit it to one or two particular things. I did a lot of things, whatever they needed to do.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the gig economy provides, is that if you have a varied skill set, then these are skills that you can actually leverage for your gain, right?
But it's not for everybody, and especially if you're going to make a living at it, if you're actually going to make a living and thrive doing it, you can't just go wandering around out there like a pinball. You got to have a plan for it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really one of the downsides that's often talked about is the inconsistency. And that's something that type of risk is something that you have to be quite comfortable with in order to take something like this on, I think.
Well, I used to tell people when I had that company that if I took a nap during the day, I was unemployed.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, that you have to realize that, folks. So what are some other examples of gig assignments that somebody would have? A freelance writer, a freelance website developer, those kinds of things?
Yeah, for sure. But it also touches on a lot of other different types of industries. So, especially in the last 10 years, obviously, this whole concept of gig economy or freelancing has really grown a lot with the proliferation of products like Airbnb and Uber, where that's not necessarily one specific skill set, but you are offering a service. So,
I will tell you one thing, Tina. I don't know if you agree with me. A lot of times we talk about the gig economy in almost a romanticized way, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's not much romantic about it. I mean, it's the people who are successful at it work their backsides off. If they're truly financially successful in the gig economy, it's just that's how they've chosen to work. You can't be a gigger if you think being a part of the gig economy means that you can kind of slide around and kind of take it easy, that's a myth, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that there's also the myth of not having a boss. If you have an agency that has 10 clients, now you have 10 bosses.
That's so exactly right.
We agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, you better have a plan. Do you advise people about these things?
Oh, absolutely. One I think interesting note here when it comes to just gender within the gig economy is really the thing that I pay attention to most. This is just a topic that's always interested me. But one note that I really wanted to mention was when it comes to what research has shown is that women are outpacing men in growth rates for revenue. And I think that's very important because there's some fields where women are actually outperforming and out-earning men.
I want to hold on to the women thing in a minute. I want to talk about women in the next segment 100%. I want to really focus on them. Let's stick for the time being. Let's just stick with the gig thing because but it is interesting that you say well, a lot of times when people think I imagine that when if they're like me because I this is what I've seen when I see giggers, it's typically a guy. Now I have been driven around by a lot of Uber female drivers, but a lot of times when you think of a gig, somebody doing a gig, you think of a repairman, a repair person, you know what I mean? Somebody who's just available to do handy jobs or whatever. We don't often think of females being in that category, do we?
I guess typically not when you're speaking to those specific types of services, but I think what's important to note here is that those services have really expanded to, you know, things like social media, any type of mobile technology, software, just internet alone has really opened that up so much. So I think the gig economy has truly gone digital.
And one thing that we also need to point out is gig, having a gig approach to employment is just that. It's making a living. It's not necessarily, unless you have a plan for it, it's not a career, is it?
I've seen it go both ways, to be honest.
All right, so when we come back, I'm going to ask you that again, and we can talk about that. And then we're going to talk about women. Apparently, women are thriving in the gig economy. I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm surprised, but I think you might be. 20 after, right back with our new friend, Tina Kim. Her company is called The Gray Pencil. 20 after, stay with us. No matter what the
people say. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.